Outfoxed, by William Van Zyl, October 2021. Read the short story article as a blog post at Five House Publishing. At 11:16 a.m., it was all over. Three disguised men fled the scene. Unfortunately, Leonard fell in front of John as they ran out of the bank. On July 15, 2016 at 11:17 a.m., John Parrish stepped over his robber friend, Jack Leonard, as he fell, and grabbed his bag full of money. They had just robbed the Atlantic Bank in London. £4,200,000 in total were collected. It vanished out of the large walk-in safe in just over 3 minutes. The getaway car disappeared into the busy streets of London. Two unknown men were dressed with tight stockings over their heads. Then, without their tight masks, they weaved through the traffic. The two remaining bank robbers successfully evaded arrest and weren't traced. The trail went cold. 5 long years passed. Vanessa Parrish, John's daughter, graduated from King's College London as a forensic scientist after 5 years of study. Her short but heartfelt speech touched the hearts of all the attendees at the ceremony. Did John Parrish double-cross his friend Jack Leonard on that fateful day? The three of them carried handguns with silencers to silence the noise from their pistols, if they had to use it. After investigations, it was concluded that Jack Leonard was shot with a sniper rifle from across the road as he fled from the bank, possibly from the hotel's second floor, the Ambassador. Findings were inconclusive about who had shot Leonard. Could Jack Leonard be silenced? He had been killed as he ran out of the bank. He died on the pavement in front of the bank, 3 shots to his chest. He lost his share of the heist to his friend John. Who shot Leonard? Was it greed? No eyewitness or surveillance footage captured that specific moment of the events. Vanessa, on graduation day, ended her short speech.
We all struggle from time to time. I did. Sometimes, taking more baggage on board could make you stronger. It could make you more resilient. Carry your friend's baggage, they could be down and out. My father carried his friend's baggage. He got through, I got through. I am grateful for my education.
Jack Leonard's tombstone was unusual. For the past 5 years, people visiting the cemetery would stop, look at the large black pistol silencer mounted above the flat stone, and read these unusual words etched on the gray marble.
Double-crossed, double-cheated, double redemption is required. Someone will pay. Rest in peace. I will avenge your death. Your loving son, Jonathan.